You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every time Chris Ranji's on the show, we take a look at some stories outside of the sports betting world. It's Betting Aside on BetQL Daily.
Free Odyssey app today to watch, listen, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Podcast. Ostrowski and Raji with you on this Friday. Got a lot of fun planned coming up the rest of the show in the final hour at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time. Chris Felica, the Bear from ESPN, will be here to talk Stanley Cup playoffs. We've got the Preakness tomorrow. NFL numbers out. Simon Bray from TVG also here to talk about the Preakness. And we will wrap like we always do with lightning bets. But for now, we check in with Betting Aside. So back to our previous conversation, I guess, because Eli shared a couple of links here. Like, it is, I wondered aloud if he ever listens to the show. And now we have proof right here in the rundown that he sends us, which, you know, we don't follow to a T, just some suggestions on things we may have missed. And he puts a link to the lady that did the countertop spaghetti thing, which we talked about on Tuesday on the show. So that was making the rounds on Monday, and he puts it in here on Friday. I mean, he's like grandpa waiting on the newspaper to get the news. That was so long ago.
And we did it
for 15 minutes.
We did spend a lot of time on it. But he must have been listening today because I got a text message from him during the segment.
Yes.
And he said, "I'm helping you with your payments, you jerk."
What payments?
So, like, well, because this is not something we're doing for free here, Joe. This BetQL Daily, as much as we love it and we're having a good time, and I like spending a few hours a morning with you talking sports and talking about betting and all this stuff, and Jake and Dylan and everybody back in the studio. Yeah. You still get paid for it. And because I'm relatively new to this whole thing, you know, we have to work out like payments, right? So he has been calling me about that.
Well, that's what the conversations have been about. Okay.
Not always, but sometimes.
Raji, didn't you say he asked you for a blank check the other day?
He did, because I guess the company, the payroll people need that. And I'm like, I don't have checks. Who's written a check? I had to go to the bank. I had to have them print one up for me. And then I had to, you know, scan it and send it to my guy or to the payroll department, whoever it is. Anyway, so Eli has been listening because he heard us talking about him and he is not happy.
Well, I did not get a text per usual.
Oh. Okay, and, well.
Yeah, I found out that next week you are hosting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday by our little chit-chat right before we jumped on the air. I'm like, oh, okay. No communication.
Well, yeah, I don't think, you know, he is listening, and I think he's very sensitive, and we should treat Eli with respect.
I would disagree strongly.
Joe, do you hear what's going on with Target?
No, what is going on with the Tarjay?
Oh my God. So you know that because of the pandemic, people were trying to find things to do. So now, as you know, trading cards are back.
Like yep.
Baseball cards are back. Pokemon mm-hmm. cards are back.
Oh, for, yeah.
For, yeah. For whatever reason, people were bored. And
well, my son has a ton of them. The teachers actually allow them, if they have some free time, if they finish their work, to trade Pokemon cards.
Well, here's what I will tell you. During the pandemic, probably about, I don't know, end of summer last year, on my old show that I was doing in St. Louis, for whatever reason, we were talking about trading cards, and I went to Target and I picked up a bunch, like just, you know, the packets, like the regular, however many 15, 20 cards or whatever that are in them. Yep. I picked up the packets and I brought them in and we opened them up. And there were just, I mean, trading cards all up and down this one aisle. Like they had a ton of them really close to the front, right? I mean, there was a lot and nobody was really paying attention to them. They were just there. Well, now Target has removed trading cards altogether. First, they had them in the locations where you could walk up and grab them and, you know, take them into the register.
Yeah.
And pay for it. Then they were putting them back behind counters or whatever, and you had to go ask for them. Well, now they have completely gotten rid of selling them because there was a brawl in the parking lot at a Wisconsin Target last week. A week ago today, there was a brawl over trading cards. So Target has said, all right, that's it. We're not doing this any longer. They no longer sell Pokemon and sports trading cards at physical locations. I guess you have to try and find them online because now they're hot. When nobody cared about trading cards for about 20 years, suddenly it's a big deal. Well, I guess Pokemon cards were big for a while, a long while ago. Now they're back because people are beating themselves up over it.
Yeah, my son has some cards that are apparently, I was looking them up online, are pretty valuable. I'm like, don't bring these to school. Please don't touch them. Leave them in the sleeves. You'll be happy years and years from now. I'm one of those idiots. I started buying some trading cards around this time last year, and they were hard to find. And you're right. You would find some, there would be some stores, Target, Meijer, that would have them. And then there was a period, I don't know, last 8 months, you'd go and they were never available. Then, like you mentioned, the signs behind the counter, they'd say, they'd have the shipment and they'd be gone immediately, apparently, at all of these stores. So, wow, that's amazing. And then it turned into Top Shot. Like trading cards have been the thing, I didn't know. I assume they were making some good money on that. The one card I could never find ever was basketball. Could never find basketball cards.
Really?
No matter what store I went to for some reason. Baseball and football, usually available, but basketball, hard to find.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. And I saw people on Twitter talking about buying trading cards, I don't know, like 3 months ago or so. And I thought, okay, that's because this one guy that I follow, and I think he works for CBS Sports, and he said, I'm gonna make investments in trading cards. And I thought that's an interesting thing. So I guess it's becoming popular again. And then now here we are a few months later, and it is a really big deal. Which is crazy.
I do like how it's different than when we were collecting as young baseball fans.
Right.
How they've decided to mix in some autographs and they've made these cards more valuable by not having a million card companies out there. And everything is limited. Like, okay, there are only 100 of these. This Zion is so valuable because there's one in the whole world and it ends up selling for $1 million. They smartened up finally. And it took them some time. Like, okay, this is what will get people interested, and it worked.
Yeah, it's, hey, whatever does it for you, if it's this or the non-fungible token, whatever it is.
NFTs, yes.
As long as you don't hurt anybody.
That's
Don't brawl. You can't brawl in a parking lot over an NFT.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I couldn't imagine fighting someone I didn't know at a store. Like, I've been tempted to say things many, many times.
Like that kid, like that five-year-old kid. No, you were about to fight a five-year-old child.
Would you stop
at the grocery store?
This is going on the internet. Stop lying. Stop.
Because his dad let him do the checkout, the self-checkout, and you're about to punch that kid.
Wow. Jake Hassan had some stories. I'm like so out of it. Like everything I didn't know anything about this Target stuff. And Jake
really
talking about people drinking out of toilets. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Jake, drinking out of toilets. What are you talking about?
Okay. So
what is this?
The lady who did the countertop nachos, the really gross nachos and the pasta. She made another video where she made Ranji's so mad right now.
I did see this.
There, she put like a bucket of ice in her toilet. She like drained the toilet bowl and drained the tank. And she put ice in the bowl.
Oh, no.
And then she put ice cream, two tubs of ice cream in the bowl. Yeah. And then in the tank, put a bunch of candy, Sour Patch Kids, stuff like that. And then filled it up with, you know, Sprite and Fanta and then made a cocktail out of it.
I hate this lady. I want her to go away forever. If she ends up in jail, that's fine. Yeah, what? Same lady.
So I hope she has toilet issues.
Well, she will. She will. Look, she's not being serious. But she knows that people are going to share this crap. Like, this is all she's trolling, and it's working. Like, everybody is sharing her videos and saying, "What's wrong with this lady?" Meanwhile, she's sitting back and laughing about it and ruining the plumbing. I hate this woman so much. I hate her.
I think the camera guy is worse because he keeps going, "Oh wow, oh my god!"
Right.
Like, that guy's worse. I think I hate that guy more.
I hope they both end up in prison, and I don't care what it's for. Doesn't matter.
Crimes against humanity.
And you know what? I hope they're wrongfully accused. I hope they're wrongfully accused of a serious crime and they both get put away forever. And the Innocence Project wants nothing to do with them and they never get out of jail and they have to be there forever. And terrible things happen to them while they're in prison. I hope that happens to the both of them. And I don't feel bad about having that feeling. I don't feel bad at all. So when I find out that one or both of them end up at Supermax, because of something, like I hope they're both accused of murder wrongfully and convicted and they can appeal all they want and they lose all their appeals and that Innocence Project says, no, I want nothing to do with them. I'm not going to help them. Screw them. We have other people that have been on death row for 30 years and we have new DNA samples. We're going to worry about that instead. Screw these two people because they're ruining plumbing and all they're trying to do is get clout. I hope the worst things happen to the two of those people. And I hope they're listening right now and they know I feel that way.
Don't you hate it when the cameraman talks too much?
Because you're too close to the microphone, stupid. Shut up.
Yeah. This just blew Joe's self-checkout rant out of the water by a mile.
Well, Joe's mad.
I didn't even see this. And I don't even want to. I don't even want to look at this.
I did see this. Like putting ice cream. Shut up, lady. Go to hell.
Oh, so is the idea that this is supposed to be served at any point?
She's doing really gross stuff to get a reaction out of people and pretending like she's serious.
Well, why are people sharing this?
Because at first they thought she was serious, and they probably still think she means it. They probably think that she thinks she's found some sort of, like, all these life hacks. Like, she's being earnest about this stuff, but she's not.
What is the hack? What is the hack? Here, you don't have to use a plate, or I don't know.
Being
are you
gross.
Being That's served this root beer float out of the toilet? Like,
I hate her,
it.
and I hate the enabler camera guy, who might be her husband. I don't know, but
stop
I hate him
sharing
both.
This stuff. Stop.
Yes,
it.
Quit sharing it, and those two people can go to jail.
R.I.P.
God, I hope somebody accused them of a crime, please.
Ranji's about to call in an anonymous tip on these people.
Yeah, well, like, no, you can't. I don't want to go to jail for, like, doing that, because you can. You can go to jail for, like, you know, false accusations. I'm not doing that. Somebody
Up next,
else can.
Back-to-back interviews. We got Chris Felica and Simon Bray. We'll talk about the Preakness Stanley Cup playoffs. Also, some NFL information with you for you as well. Including lightning bets to wrap up the show. Joe Shotsky, Chris Ranji. Keep it locked into the BetQL Audio Network.